list what is important for us. Sometimes beliefs are important. Sometimes values are important. Sometimes vision is important. Sometimes relationships are important. And sometimes our now, present moment is important.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Shiny Minds Show. In this video, I am going to share 5 steps with you that is going to be helpful for you to make effective decisions. And I am going to bring neuroscience and heart science together to explain each step. And of course, as a licensed trainer of neurolinguistic programming, there will be parts that you will learn about NLP as well. Ready? Let's start. Number one, pleasure. Why are we starting with pleasure? Because you either do something to run away from pain, or you do it to move towards pleasure. And if you want to have an effective decision, you want to move towards something compelling, something so exciting, right? That is pleasure. And that's why you need to start with that. When you're enjoying what you're doing, what happens internally, biochemically speaking, you produce these hormones. Those are happy hormones, and those hormones create the correct environment for you to go chase that dream, to go chase that goal, and it makes it even fun and more meaningful. It doesn't matter what kind of a decision that you're going to make. Maybe you're going to move from a country to another one. Maybe you're going to start a new business. Maybe you are a leader who is managing a big team. Or maybe you are just in a transition. You're trying to find out what's next for you. Or maybe you're going into a new relationship or coming out of a relationship. It doesn't matter. Decision making is always the same. And it always needs to begin with pleasure. Okay? That's number one in the pocket. Number two, we need to look at what's important for you. Okay? Your values. Values are different from person to person. Here are some examples. Freedom, joy, success, achievement, family, fun, or clarity. Whatever your values are, you need to hold on to them. And you need to make sure you create your decisions based on what's important for you. And in order for you to find your values and have even more clarity around them, you need to look at what you have been doing already and how you have been living your life already and what has been giving you pleasure. What has been making you say, this is who I am. This is how I want to live. That's where you can find your values. Yes? Number three, ethics. What do I mean by ethics? It's morality. When something gives you joy and pleasure, and it is also good for you in terms of your values, in terms of beliefs and what you want to honor in life, is it also good for somebody else? When you think about others, when you think about how you show up in the world, you are now considering ethics. You are integrating morality and becoming a person of dignity. And when you are looking at ethics, here are the questions that might be helpful. When this decision is helpful for me, is it also helpful for this person? When this decision is benefiting me, is it also benefiting other people around me? When this decision is going to bring me joy, am I going to make someone suffer? I hope not. So ask these questions before you make any decision so that you can include ethics and morality. Step number four, now we are jumping into something very, very high in the hierarchy of brain, because we're going to talk about strategy. Your thinking brain, your executive brain, is where you make strategy and execution. So let's talk about the levels of brain. The first level is your reptilian brain, and that is very primitive. The second level is your midbrain, and that is emotional brain, which is in charge of regulating your emotions. And your third level is your neocortex, where you make decisions and executive functions. And now we're going to talk about this higher up thinking brain and the components of that brain. So did you know that your neocortex, your thinking brain, has four different parts? The parts that are related to your senses most of the time, except smell, because smell has its own functions, has its own details, but this thinking brain has a place to process visual images, has a place to process sounds, process feelings that are connected to the body, and also movement and execution. So when you look at all these components, all these parts of your thinking brain, you might also put it all together, biochemically speaking, and create a decision that is not only compelling in terms of vision, but also in terms of sounds, memories, and how those compelling visions and future decisions are going to make you feel. Because this parietal lobe is connected to the body, and your body is the part where you sense everything in terms of emotions and store as feelings. When you combine feelings, emotions, and vision and memory, then what is left? Execution. The fifth step, the last step, is execution. And this part of your thinking brain in the frontal lobe is also in charge of movement, okay? Your frontal lobe is about movement, creating motor activities and taking action and going for it. And when you just like activate that part as well, now you have a full effective decision-making process. You are combining pleasure, values, ethics, strategy, and execution. And what we need to also integrate is your heart. Because your heart is where you have your intuition, your heart intelligence, and your heart has the wisdom that you need in order to test and make sure that you have clarity around your decision. Why is it important? Because when you study heart science, you understand heart is the place where you have those high quality emotions like love, appreciation, gratitude, care, and compassion. And your heart also sends a lot of information to the brain, and it just communicates with the brain, and it also just extracts what's important for you. When you combine the two, the brain and the heart, guess what you get? You get coherence. And from that place of coherence, you have your nourishing moments. And from those nourishing moments, you can make effective decisions. And with that, you have a beautiful life, my friend. You got this. So those are the five steps. I hope it served you. I hope you're going to apply these five steps to make effective decisions and create a life on your own terms. Because here's a reminder, life is a beautiful game that you can play on your own terms successfully. And it is your time to unlock your true potential and become who you're meant to be. Because we can only change the world with more love and shiny minds. If you like this video, please share it with your friends. You might be helping someone who really needs to hear this. And subscribe to my channel to become more and achieve more.